Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, John Williams, my daughter manages a medium-sized store, and her assistants are all sick or exposed to COVID. She's working 90 hours a week, covering shifts, all on top, and after all the long rush hours. Sadly, every other part of her life suffers as a result of work. John, I live in Shorewood, Illinois, and I just went to three stores looking for salt-free saltine crackers. My husband feels that stores are only missing the items he wants, and they're doing it on purpose. John, I work in retail management, and the reason people are calling off more is partially because of COVID, but customers are very salty and abrasive right now. Retail workers need a break. It's rough out there. So two things in these emails. One is supply chain issues still. Manufacturers are only making the most popular versions of what they sell. And number two, it's hard to find people to work the stores. Rob Carr joins us, the president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. I guess I'm not saying anything you don't already know, huh, Rob?
Unfortunately, yes. We've heard it and talked about it all before. Good morning, John.
Good morning. In fact, there's a story in the Daily Herald about it right now. And one of the data points that kind of jumped out at me, Rob, was that in the last 2 weeks, merchants report more people having called in sick in the last 2 weeks than in all of 2020 combined. That's hard to believe, but even if it's something close to that, it points to the crisis retailers are facing, doesn't it?
It does, and I think it underlines what's driven a lot of this, which is COVID. And, you know, when you think about the Omicron variant, which is the majority variant at the moment, or the dominant variant, you know, a sniffle could be Omicron. So I think people are being extraordinarily cautious, and that's why you're seeing that unusual statistic.
What are you hearing from merchants across the state?
They're doing their absolute best. They're working with their suppliers and their manufacturers. They're working with their employees. You know, you noted in your opening, I think, that, you know, you have more work being done by fewer people, which adds to their stress and strain. You've had retailers increasing pay, paying out bonuses throughout this COVID pandemic. So they're doing what they can to try to keep workers both employed and happy and coming and, you know, actually getting them to return to the workforce. I think one of the things that's missing, though, is the fact that how many of the baby boomer generation has actually chosen to retire early or has decided they're not going to do, you know, they retired and they're working in retail. They're not going to do that anymore. And that has put additional strain as well.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they, you know, you might have somebody who had retired from their other job. They decided, you know what, retirement wasn't for me. Playing golf 5 days a week doesn't work. I want a part-time job. So they come to retail, which is perfect for someone seeking part-time work, and they work there. Well, they've chosen because of, a lot of them have chosen because of, you know, the pandemic. I don't want that exposure. So they've chosen to completely retire again from the workforce. And that has limited the number of workers as well.
Yeah. Well, maybe that explains it because, boy, we are all scratching our head here in Chicago and across the country. Where are those workers? Where are those workers? And that may explain it. Some of the people who would have otherwise come to stores and restaurants part-time just won't do it. So they've evaporated. And then there's this, again, referring to the story in the Daily Herald today. On top of that, 120,000 truck drivers are missing, too. This doesn't address what's happening in the store, but it addresses at least the fact that we're having trouble getting stuff in the stores, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's important to note. Much like prices, retailers are at the end of the supply chain. So what you're seeing is a reflection of what is occurring earlier stages of the supply chain. So it's not only 120,000 truck drivers, it's 7 to 10,000 port workers. It's 7 to 10,000 railroad workers. It's shipping containers. It's a variety of factors. And now we're into the questionable weather period where weather disruptions occur as well. So, you know, there's a whole lot of factors that all have combined together to cause this.
What do you think of the state's policies about stores entry, vaccination cards, masks. What's the Retail Merchants Association's position on that?
Well, we have been supportive of, the measures that the state and to a certain extent the city have put in place. The concern we have always had and continue to have is why the enforcement is on the retailer, whether it's a restaurant, a tavern owner, a grocery store, whoever it might be. We're not in a position to really physically restrain anyone, remove them from the premises. The enforcement responsibility really does need to be undertaken by the government. And I think it sends a signal to the others, the consumers, that maybe the government isn't very serious about this if they're not willing to step up to enforce it. It puts retail workers in harm's way. It causes confrontations. We have documented those. And I think that also gets back to where we started, a worker shortage problem. Why do you want to put up with that?
Well, it's a dilemma then, isn't it? Because we could agree that it's a good idea. You say the retailers can't police it. We all know that there's not enough police officers to man every store. Right. This is ridiculous. Or Health and Human Service workers or whatever the department is. So then what do we do about that? I mean,
I think you're exactly right. There's not enough police officers. We're not suggesting you have to have a police officer at every store. I mean, Chicago is one of the epicenters for organized retail crime, which is a whole other issue we're dealing with. And we would rather those, resources were focused on ending that violence as well. But I think it wouldn't take long to send a message. You know, if you'd did what, for example, the city of Nashville did earlier in the pandemic last year, where they started going around and basically doing spot checks, and they'd descend on a grocery store and hand out tickets at $35 to $50 a hit. I think you do that once or twice in certain spots, people start to get the message, and that might have been
a better approach. Were those tickets issued to the citizens, to the shoppers?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Well, so, I wonder if it's too
a different
late.
Message.
Yeah. Do you
it's
think
probably it's probably too late for that?
Yeah. I mean, right now, maybe it's this. There's a speed limit, and a lot of folks ignore it, but most folks abide by some measures of the law that we can't enforce every single time for every single individual. And so it's the same way with these COVID mandates. It's the law. It's what you're supposed to do. Most people are law-abiding. We all know the people who aren't, but it doesn't mean it's a bad law, even if it doesn't have a lot of enforcement teeth. I mean, you do support the idea of masks or even vax passes to get into stores right now. Well, do you have to have a vax pass to go into a store? You do a restaurant and a bar. You don't have to have
no,
a
store. No, you do
store.
Restaurants and bars only. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. But again, that creates, we have seen it as a measured approach. It's much better than capacity restrictions. It's much better than outright closure. But again, it causes, as I think I read today, and maybe Cranes or the Trib, I forget which, it causes friction points, particularly in communities that have had historical reasons to be suspicious of vaccine mandates.
Yeah, right.
And those are well documented. So it goes back to that point, though, that the retailer's poorly positioned to be the one to have to confront those customers.
Yeah, that report says that there's some pockets in the neighborhood where the vaccination rate is in the 40s. And in those areas, if you tell someone, show me your COVID card or wear a mask, you're just asking for trouble. Well, hopefully this Omicron variant will pass as quickly as we are told it will, and we'll be back to some new version of reality. Rob Carr is the Illinois Retail Merchants Association. It's nice to talk to you, Rob. Thanks for your help on the show today.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you, John. Thank you.
He's the president and CEO of that.